and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast presented by 4-1 Mania for the week of February 11th, 2008. I am your main host, Michael Minotti, and with me is my sidekick, as adorable as ever, Edge Guy.
No comment.
See, when I get to do the intro, you get to be whatever I want you to be.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. It's like 5 degrees outside, which is pretty
cool. High school
got
canceled for tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't have to substitute teach, I don't think.
Yeah, it just means I don't get $70.
I hope university gets canceled.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be. Oh, sorry, you have classes too.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to the mall together. It'll be so much fun.
I have to go to the mall.
Oh, I can get an Annie Ann's.
True.
Almond flavored.
Yeah, see, I got you addicted to those.
Well, I don't. Cinnamon sugar is pretty good. It's just a little messy.
Right.
Almond's good, and it ain't messy at all.
Exactly.
So I still don't have a favorite Annie Ann's flavor.
Hmm.
But let's talk about the show.
All right.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast show. And we're going to start with news. Do we have a lot of news? Interesting news?
Yeah, some good stuff.
Some good stuff, okay. And then we're going to go on to the best ever, where we talk about the best ever in a series, for a console, and a genre, that kind of thing. Then we're going to go on and talk about what we've been playing this week, our weekend gaming. Then we are going to go into the downloadable game releases, the weekly retail game releases, the 4-1-1 of 4-1-1. We're going to look at what's happening on the site, and that'll be the show.
Cool.
That'll be the shoe.
All right.
You know who said that?
Ed Sullivan.
He would say shoe instead of
Ed
show.
Ed Sullivan.
Yes, there's a musical. Why don't you get going with the news?
Okay. So our first story, this is kind of upsetting. GameTap will no longer be supporting Uru, otherwise known as Myst Online. GameTap has cited business reasons for the cancellation, having nothing to do with creative differences with Cyan Worlds. The game's got about 60 days left, and then no more.
What are you so upset about? I mean, it's not like you've been supporting Uru.
I know.
I mean,
I can't say I've been playing it. I just, like...
This is already Uru's second life, right?
True.
I mean...
So it's nice that the game even got this second chance. I just feel like...
It was a good idea.
Yeah,
it should have worked.
It was very high concept, and then a lot of those ideas didn't get delivered on. And then when it did come back on GameTap, it still wasn't much... Like, it didn't compare to what was originally promised. But,
Weren't there supposed to be, like, user-created puzzles and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Did it
none
work?
None of that ever happened. I mean,
okay.
What happened, I think, on Uru and GameTap, they ended up adding 2 new ages, and that was pretty much it.
Okay. But, so I guess this will be the end of Uru pretty soon.
Yeah.
Shame. More disappointing is that the Myst Island never got built in Disney World.
I know, I was just telling people about that last week.
I don't know. I want to talk about this a little bit, In Disney World, there's a little island in one of the lakes.
It used to be Discovery Island.
Yeah, and they wanted to build a thing they're called Myst Island, based off the game, where like they would every day they would ship just a handful of people, like a dozen people, to this island, and you would be there the entire day. No one else would ever be there, and there were like puzzles. It would be like being on Myst, and you had to solve them. And at the end of the day, the boat would come back for you.
Mm-hmm. They didn't do it because the construction costs to get all the equipment to and from the island every day was too high.
Right. I mean, you know.
But,
again,
like, Rand Miller and Disney were in talks for a while. Yeah, that would have been so cool.
Much like Uru, it was just too ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Someday the world will catch up to Rand Miller.
Yes. We did something that was kind of like an interactive Myst. Remember that one maze we did?
At the Cosi Science Center in Columbus.
This,
that
like,
was
maze.
Awesome.
With all these giant tiki people.
That was really cool.
It was cool. You can only do it once, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
So we have confirmation. I mean, no one's shocked, but downloadable content is coming to Call of Duty 4. Mm-hmm. We don't really know when or what, but it's coming.
That's good.
So,
maps.
Yeah. Now, this I found fun. Scans came out of GamePro's upcoming issue, and Gears of War 2 is featured not once, but twice on the cover. And,
but it's a very shoddy looking logo. It's like
right.
It's just the Gears of War logo. And then like,
well,
two.
Epic themselves has said we haven't announced anything. We didn't tell GamePro anything. And sure enough, the article itself was just like, if Gears of War 2 comes, we better have 4-player co-op, and it'll probably look better.
No.
Yeah. Really shocking stuff. In depth coverage. Speaking,
I mean, it's inevitable. I'll tell you what, GamePro will not be getting the exclusive Gears of War 2. Speaking of inevitable, or the opposite.
So,
Duke Nukem
Forever. One of the members of the team is doing an interview with the Dallas Business Journal, and the journal quoted him as saying the game will ship in 2008. Now, apparently, George Broussard came out and said that this was an off-the-record comment, and they blame this on the difference between working with enthusiast press and the mass press. Lesson learned, he says. But, I mean, he pretty much kind of says the game's coming out in 08 anyway. They just didn't really want to make the official announcement with
they're
them.
They're just not that confident in 08. Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, I think we've mentioned this before in the podcast, but there's the list of all the things that have been accomplished since Duke Nukem Forever's been announced, and some of my favorites are the invention of Google and the fact that we began discussing designing, funding, implementing, launching, landing, and finishing two rovers to Mars.
What else? I mean, like, the entire Halo series probably fits in there. I mean, jeez.
We have, like, one and a half console generations. Yeah, like, the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast? When was Duke Nukem Forever announced?
I believe 10 years ago.
Christ.
Children.
Yeah. People who once cared about Duke Nukem don't. That's the big one. You also hear that rumor that the original Duke Nukem will be coming out on Xbox Live?
Yes, actually, that is confirmed. I forgot to write that down, but I was going to say it. Yes, it will be coming sometime this year on Xbox Live Arcade with online multiplayer and co-op.
And how do you feel about all these, playing all these really old
FPSs?
The thing is, the level design on those, on any pre-Half-Life or System Shock 2 first-person shooter is horrible. Well, it's all find a key this or go find the hidden door somewhere.
Yeah, like, you're excited to play it for, like, a little bit because you're like, oh, I remember this. And after 5 minutes, you're like, wow, this game really sucks.
All it is finding these hidden doors. Like, why are these aliens building, like, these rooms? all these rooms have in them are, like, an ammo crate for some weapon they don't even use. Just the hero does. And the only way you can get to it is by checking every single wall panel and, like, pushing the E
really
button.
Hit those rooms.
It's like, what the
hell
is this?
You'll never find this ammo crate in here. Well, I mean, Duke Nukem was notable for it was kind of the first game to have very interactive environments.
Maybe by those standards. Like, you would push a button and, like,
like the toilets flush and the mirrors were real. People will be happy.
I'll play the trial.
Yeah. So here's something I'll be downloading. On March 10th, the first piece of Mass Effect downloadable content will be released called Bring Down the Sky. It's about 90 minutes of gameplay for $5. The only thing that's kind of a bummer is if you've already beaten the game, the way you got to get to it is, like, when you beat Mass Effect, you can start the game over but keep your same characters with all the equipment and stats and everything. You got to do that. And you need to get through kind of the first chapter of the game to where kind of the game opens up to you.
Right.
It takes about a half hour to an hour to do all that. I imagine if you're still in the middle of the game and you download it, then it'll just pop up in your quest log and you can go do it.
Well, okay. That's cool, though.
Yeah, it's a bummer that Mass Effect doesn't work like Oblivion, where, like, you finish it, and then you just have the world open. Because, I mean, I can't imagine people beat that game and don't have some side quests that are still not tied up and more to do, you know?
All right. Well, lesson learned. Do all the side quests before you beat Mass Effect, I guess.
Or, I mean, you can restart the game like that, but whatever. So, the first of Spielberg's EA games have been revealed, called Boom Blocks for the Wii. Did you see this?
I saw a little bit.
I don't understand the basic gameplay, but
it looks better than I thought.
Yeah, you're making
be.
Blocks and blowing them up. Yeah. And people who have played it say it's quite fun.
That's
we'll probably
good.
See more of it at GDC.
When is that? March?
Yeah, sometime in March, I think.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting. Madden producer David Ortiz has left EA Tiberium. He cites family reasons for leaving, although there's been a lot of rumors going around that he was very unpleased with the way that EA and the Madden studio kind of operates.
Like how?
That it's basically just a cash machine now, and they don't care about innovating the game.
It's a cash machine now.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you know what I mean.
When was Madden not?
Yeah.
Was Madden like, guys, we're going to revolutionize this industry with this fucking great football game. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I mean, that's even less the case since they got the NFL license, too. It's like, what's the motivation to innovate? You're the only game out there. But anyway, former producer Phil Fraser will now take over the Madden franchise. It's kind of like, I don't know what to think, because this was the guy who was there when the games got pretty good on the Xbox and PS2. This is also the guy who did NFL Tour.
I never played much of NFL Tour.
It's awful. It's god awful.
Well, I mean, it's Madden. It's like he's going to be in his little cubicle hacking and programming the whole game. They got 200 people working on Madden, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, last year's Madden was, you know, definitely a step up from all the previous Madden games in this console generation. So
if you say so. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, just trust me. So, we'll see what happens. Now, this is exciting. I'm happy for this. Steam has hit 15 million users.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Okay, how many people are on Xbox Live right now?
I think 5 or 6. It actually might be a lot more than that.
Wait, you're telling me there's more Steam users than Xbox Live users?
Well, it's free.
Well, I guess. Still, it's weird.
There's 10 million World of Warcraft players. I know that.
Oh, gee, that's a high number.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's higher than I would have thought, actually.
So, I mean, like, you know, a lot of people have been shouting the gloom and doom of PC gaming looking at the NPD numbers, but, I mean, 15 million potential customers using Steam, and those numbers don't go into NPD, so I'm sure there's a lot more PC purchases going on than we know about.
Hopefully.
And last and not least, Criterion has come out about DLC for Burnout Paradise.
Oh.
They're going to release some free stuff, some paid stuff, and they're doing it in a way so that no matter what you have, if you go online, you'll be able to see everybody else's. So, like, if you're playing online with someone with a premium car that you haven't purchased, you'll still see it. And this is the reason why on the 360, if you do not have a hard drive, you can't play online because there's no way of caching that data.
Okay.
I imagine they'll do probably something like they did with Crackdown. Because remember how Crackdown had, like, a bunch of free stuff and a bunch of pay stuff come out at once? They were both listed as a 95 megabyte download on Xbox Live. I downloaded the free stuff first. That took a while to download. And then when I went to the paid download that I did get, it was also 95, like the same exact size. It downloaded instantly. So what I'm guessing is that, like, the free thing contains all the paid stuff. It just doesn't unlock. And that, I mean, that's not like unlocking off a disc. So, I mean, that's fine to me. So that's probably how, what they're going to do, too.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Is that it?
Pretty much, unless you got anything else you want to talk about.
No, I know we're about less than a month away from Smash Brothers, which
we're
is good.
We're getting there.
There was a bunch of new info on Mario Kart Wii. I didn't really look into any of it.
Yeah, it just said, like, I think 32 tracks. You could do midair tricks.
Midair tricks? How unnecessary.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I never played that Excite Truck for the Wii. I wonder how that
was. It was okay.
Oh, really?
I rented it. It was not bad.
I would have liked to have tried
My girlfriend
that.
And I played it a bit. It was fun.
But I don't know. I'm not as excited about this Mario Kart as I was for past installments.
Yeah, I mean, Mario Kart DS was a pretty complete package.
I saw you mentioned your girlfriend, and then all of a sudden you went and silenced your phone.
You are exactly correct.
Oh, man, she's going to call or something.
You are 100% correct.
Wow. All right, I guess that's that.
One last thing I do want to mention, too, is people who frequent the Capcom blog may have seen, I forget the guy who runs the blog there, but he posted this very funny post called, it was titled something like, Devil May Cry and Install Times, Oh No's Panic. Basically, people are all up in arms that on the PS3, Devil May Cry 4 requires a 22 to 25 minute install. He recommended that you go make a sandwich and get something to drink, because you're going to be spending a lot of time playing this game, and they don't want you, like, getting dizzy.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
No, even worse, he made some comment about, like, oh, there have been install times on PC games forever.
What but that's that was the reason people played on the console. I just don't understand why it couldn't be optional, unless, who knows, maybe the load times without it would be atrocious. But from what Tycho on Penny Arcade said, he said it's about, like, a 1.5 to 2 second load time on the PS3. And like 3 to 4 seconds on the Xbox.
He says something that really struck me on there.
Yeah, go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, that like people always say that PS3 load times are like 2 times faster than the 360 load times. He says, yes, when you get a very small number and multiply by 2, if you have 2 pennies and you find 2 more, you are not suddenly a rich man.
But then here's what I'm so confused about, though. I was listening to One Up Yours, and I think it was Brian Antohar said, there's the loading screens do come up still in the PS3, but you can skip them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, it still has loading screens, like, but you can press start and skip them.
Optional loading screens.
Yeah,
I never heard of
great?
That. Well, what? I don't know. Whatever.
So
I'm not even all...
Yeah,
Devil May Cry.
I played the demo again yesterday. I like that game okay, but I'm not ready to go drop $60 on something like that.
The commercial made it look really cool.
Yeah,
and I watched a commercial like, wow, this looks so much more exciting and high, you know, intense than the game I
One thing I didn't realize, I didn't realize when you're fighting, did you beat Burial?
No.
The conqueror of the fire hell?
No, I didn't beat him. I fought him, though.
He didn't conquer hell. He conquered the fire hell.
The fire
but
hell.
If you fight him, you get him to a point where he just kind of slouches down, and yeah. I just took that time to just start hitting him. Apparently, you can, like, pick him up and, like, throw him across the map.
I did do that once.
Which actually made it harder, because I didn't do as much damage to him that way.
Yeah, I did do that, which was like, oh, that's cool. It threw him. Laws.
Fire hell. I wonder what other hells there are.
Speaking of Capcom, now that EA doesn't own Marvel anymore,
you think
Capcom may be wanting to do that Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Shoot, where did... Who made Marvel Ultimate Alliance? I just remember this now you start talking about.
I don't know. EA
was it Activision? I think it was Activision.
Why didn't EA have something to do with it?
They didn't have an exclusive Marvel license. They just had... A license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because I read, I was going to send you a text message and I did it. I think there's been confirmation of a new Spider-Man game and a new Marvel Ultimate Alliance game.
I love Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I loved that game. Oh, that game was so...
Yeah, it is Activision, because I know Activision did the Spider-Man games.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I hope their Spider-Man game is better.
Yeah.
But Marvel Ultimate Alliance, you do more of the same there, I'll be pretty pleased.
Yeah, that was a great game.
Play through that so co-op.
We do.
Because I played
the
whole thing by myself. Yeah. It was awesome, though.
All right, so, yeah, that should do it for the
Marvel's
news.
Capcom 3, though, would be big. Mm-hmm. If you try to get Marvel's Capcom 2, like, even the PS2 version, like, you know, they re-released it, that game will cost you $80 at a game store. It's, like, so rare.
Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
It's so rare. People love that one. All right. I guess that's enough of that.
Yep.
Wait, what the heck is this? Oh, downloads. But we're not there
yet. Yeah, I know. Just getting ready.
Talking about the best ever.
Oh, man. What is it this week?
Well, I beat Half-Life 2 Episode 2 and Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 Episode 1 all this week. So the best ever is going to be, what is your favorite Half-Life universe game? The best Half-Life universe game ever. So this is, you know, Team Fortress Classic, Team Fortress 2, Portal, Half-Life 2.
Like, so basically
Half-Life
Source
universe.
Engine games.
Well, I mean, Half-Life 1, Half-Life Blue Shift.
Okay,
Half-Life
I see what she's saying. Should we go through them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Half-Life 1. Which
the old Half-Life.
I never beat Half-Life 1 because I was pretty young when it came out. I'm going too soon.
It gets hard.
Yeah.
Well, there's the big twist of Half-Life 1 is when you went to the alien world of Zen, and it became very much a platformer. The game didn't do so well at that part.
Right.
It kind of wasn't that much fun. That game was just absolutely revolutionary. And, like... I'm surprised.
If you didn't play System Shock 2.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, I'm surprised it did as well as it did, because I remember, like, there must be something wrong with me, because I could remember in high school, this kid who's a few years older than me describing the game to me. He's talking about how the way the game starts, like, nothing's even happening for the first hour. He's telling me how there's going to be this train ride. I don't know how he knew all this. And you think you go to, like, somebody who likes Doom or Bond or something. You're like, yeah, you just ride a train for the first, like, 20 minutes. But I'm sitting there going, that's awesome.
I remember that train ride had such a big impact on me when I
was revolutionary.
Little. Yeah, it's just like
no one ever done that before.
It's such a slow, cool beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Yeah, that really was like one of the first times you had that in FPS.
Right. And I mean, just the way like that was like the first time you really had the tight integration of story with the gameplay where you've never taken out of Gordon's perspective, which was just more people need to rip that off.
Yeah. All right, and then, I mean, Blue Shift and Opposing Force. I mean, it was pretty much...
Op 4 was great.
What's that?
Op 4, that's what everyone calls it. Opposing Force.
Op 4?
Op 4. Opposing Force. OP 4.
What's a 4 have to do with Force?
It's Force without this.
That's retarded. Call it Opposing Force.
OP4.
Call it Opposing
Force.
Okay,
Opposing Force was really awesome.
It was very similar. Got to, like, see Gordon...
Had a cool ending, too.
That character, you know, he working for the G-Man, as far as we know, right? Shepard?
Yeah, Adrian Shepard. In fact, a lot of people thought...
He's going to be showing up, I bet.
When they showed the first trailers for Portal, it was a guy. And people thought it was Adrian Shepard because, like, Aperture Science Portal device...
I saw that, yeah.
...looked like Adrian Shepard. And Valve complained that to be complete coincidence.
I hope we do see him, though.
Yes.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You know what? I never played it, but there's that other... Half-Life 1 kind of campaign with those two girls.
Oh, the co-op one that was on PS2.
Yeah. I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Strange. Strange how half of games came out on the PS2. I mean, yeah. We're still playing PS2 games. Okay, so that's Half-Life 1. I mean, then Counter-Strike and Team Fortress Classic.
Well, we kind of skipped over Blue Force. Just
well, I mean, it was more of the
or
same.
Blue Shift, I mean. Blue Shift. Well, but the thing was, remember, that was supposed to be an exclusive campaign to the Dreamcast version, and that version got canceled.
Right.
And then they released on the PC, and it had the high-def model pack, where the new models for Blue Shift could be applied to Half-Life and Opposing Force.
Right.
That was cool.
It was cool. Okay. But Team Fortress Classic and Counter-Strike. I played a lot of Team Fortress Classic for
a
while.
I loved Team. I was in a clan. I had regular practices, scrimmages, and matches.
Yeah. That was my first online game, really.
Yeah, mine too.
I mean, I loved playing that.
That was me calling the cable company every day, waiting for the damn cable modems to be ready. I had a separate account with a company called FreeWeb that limited you to 2 hours a day, but other than that, it was completely free dial-up, and it was really fast. Like, my pings would be twice as quick with that, so I would just save that for my
pings.
TFC time. Yeah, I remember caring about that.
Now it's latency. It used to be all about
ping.
It's
the same
thing. It's the same thing? No one says ping anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, that was great. I mean, I played a year straight of Team Fortress Classic, and then I played a year straight of Counter-Strike.
Yep.
Those games just had a feel that, like, newer games kind of lack.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly with Team Fortress Classic, I loved that robot voice.
Oh, yeah,
you know, like, red team has the flag.
Yeah,
you know,
that guy.
You know what I'm talking
him.
About? I liked that guy. Counter-Strike had the same kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just had a lot of fun playing those kind of games. The thing with Team Fortress 2 that I still feel is missing is just not enough capture the flag maps.
Well, there's two now.
Yeah, there's two. But, you know, better.
Yes.
I just don't think that... I don't think I can go home again. Where it comes to, like, kind of online first-person shooter experiences that I enjoy.
Have you tried the Fortress Forever mod for Half-Life 2?
It's not just that. I mean, just the way the communities are these days, it's not the same.
Well, I mean, it was when it was new, and now
I'm
it's
not
like
12
liking
again.
The band before everybody knows who the band is.
Right. I'm not 12 again, you know? It just, I don't enjoy as much as I used to.
Right.
Like, I thought Team Fortress 2, like, oh, it's going to be old times. It's not. I mean, I haven't tried it as much as I should, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been more single-player minded these days. But then you got Half-Life 2.
Oh,
which,
that changed everything.
Yeah, that's still, I mean, still the best first-person shooter.
Yeah, that is the bar to which all games must meet and none have. Except maybe Bioshock.
Bioshock came close.
Yeah.
Fizzled a bit towards the end.
Yeah. But, I mean, just what Half-Life 2 created, and this is now like Valve's design philosophy, and I love, is their pacing. Where they become aware of what they refer to as battle fatigue, where after you have a half hour of intense combat, then the game just comes to a complete, like, almost a stop for some, like, exposition, some narrative. But, again, you never lose control of the game. And just, like, the way it ebbs and flows like that, like, that's why, like, Half-Life is one of those games I could sit there and play 10 hours straight.
Right,
and
yeah,
I don't
definitely.
Get sick of it.
It's like, compare that to... Bungie's philosophy. What's that, like the 30
seconds of fun repeated
right.
over and over.
But
and over.
I mean, when their lowest common denominator for fun is, you know, shooting a grunt.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, so every 30 seconds you're going to shoot at least one grunt.
Right.
Probably more than that. And then, you know, I get sick of it. But no, Half-Life 2 is paced amazingly.
And then the technology they had for the facial animation system.
Yeah.
Which is still unmatched.
It is. I mean, Halo 3 wasn't anywhere near it. BioShock didn't have facial expressions, anything like Valve can do.
Right.
No one does. Like, Call of Duty 4, they were okay. No one's close to that still, which is, like, sad.
Yeah.
That was 2004.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I still have one of my favorite endings.
That was also
so
really first
the
time
level.
Physics were key with the gameplay. I mean, the gravity gun, like... was the most incredible weapon.
Remember how
ever
people thought
game.
That there'd be some kind of competition between Half-Life 2 and Doom 3?
Who
talks about Doom 3
anymore?
No,
because remember they added a gravity gun to the Doom 3 expansion pack, and Id was trying to say they didn't rip it off of Half-Life 2, that they actually had it in Doom 3, but then they scrapped it.
Well, big mistake.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoopsies. But who talks about Doom 3 anymore? Who even cares? People, I mean, you could use, you know, repackage Half-Life 2 and it can still win Game of the Year's awards.
Seriously.
But, yeah. I love the ending. So when you get the super gravity gun, you just go nuts and everything. Mm-hmm. Very good game. And then Episode 1, I think it's probably the weak point of what we have of the Half-Life 2 game so far.
Right.
I mean, it's still very good.
It's still incredible. That game was really, it's one of those few games where you have the AI companion and they never annoy you.
Yeah.
Alex was never a burden in that game.
I think that one had the most shooting of them. It was the one that was most like a shooter.
Right.
It probably had the less, like, I don't know, pauses in action. I mean, it was still fun, but it's just, plus it had all the same, very similar locations from Half-Life 2.
Yeah, a lot of it was recycled.
Or, like, Episode 2, everything's very new. Except, like, you're in some caves, that's kind of like stuff you've been in before, but all the forest stuff and everything, it's interesting and it's new. I mean, Episode 2 is great. Mm-hmm. Episode 2 probably has some of the best storytelling, too, in the game. Yeah. Very good cinematic pieces.
And Episode 2, as you just found out, were the ending battle. How awesome was that?
I love that whole, running around and shooting all of those Striders with the Madison devices. That was so fun.
Good.
I mean, it was intense. Like, that's how you can do a boss fight without, like, having, like, oh, here's the final super robot. He's coming now. Aw, dang it.
No, we're just going to take some of the toughest enemies of the game and throw five of them at you at the same time.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
And, I mean, you talk about the ending of Half-Life 2. How incredible is the ending of Episode 2?
I mean, it's very good. Well, I mean, as an ending, it's good. I don't think it's better than, like, the end level.
No, but I mean, like, the story.
Yeah, the story ending. Oh, yeah, it's a better con. I was kind of hoping the G-Man would say something. That's just because I always want to.
It's coming in Episode 3. It's
I love it. I love, that's my favorite part. Like, oh, here comes the G-Man. He's going to say things. Oh, sweet. He's still so mysterious. I don't know.
No one
G-Man?
Knows what he is.
Oh, man.
I don't even think Valve knows.
People know who he is. Some people know about him.
Someone does, yeah.
Oh, man. The G-Man. Then Portal. Which I love.
Oh,
love,
my God.
Love,
Portal,
love Portal.
Portal just... Portal has changed the industry. It's proven that you can have a 3-hour-long game that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's proven that writing can really improve a game. It's proven new innovative gameplay techniques with the Portal gun. It's got everything going for it. It's just incredible.
It's got a great song.
Yes. It's a phenomenal song.
Yes.
Everyone loves this song.
Yeah, people joke about it. I mean, people are going to remember that song for a long time. I love Portal. We've talked about Portal, how good it is. So why don't we pony up now? Your best ever Half-Life game.
I think I'm going to go with Episode 2.
Episode 2? Okay. You want to elaborate or anything?
Oh, like I said, I mean, I think it's the best narrative of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll go into spoiler territory here, but I mean, first when you think that Alex dies, and then when Eli does die.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been that, like, emotionally distraught while playing a video game.
No.
Yeah, I mean, literally, the entire time Eli was, like, being, like, held, I was wailing on that W key, trying to find some way, like, there's got to be a way I can stop this, I'm thinking to myself. Like, if I just break free of this thing, I'll save him. But, I mean, you can't, but there I was, hitting that W key. It was incredible.
It was sad.
It's very sad.
I hope we have Barney in Episode 3 to make me feel better.
Yeah.
They better not kill Barney.
Oh, God.
Or Kleiner. Kleiner's too cool. No.
They won't kill Kleiner.
No, everyone likes Kleiner too much. I think his head crab might be dead. They didn't just get shot into space. Is that what they were insinuating?
Yeah, that was the extra payload of 8.5 pounds.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, Lamar
is taking a trip.
Lamar's going back to space. Going up. Okay.
What's yours?
It's either Portal or Half-Life 2. I'll say Half-Life 2.
Okay.
Because, first playing that for the first time, it was an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. Like, Episode 2 might be more impressive, may even do some things better, but it just wasn't first, and being first really had an impact on me.
Right.
And, I mean, Half-Life 2 is one of my favorite games ever, so I'm going to say Half-Life 2.
All right. Well done.
That's that. That was a good one.
Yes.
So let's talk about our week in gaming.
Okay.
And just to keep the Half-Life thing going, I busted out Orange Box and I decided I was finally going to first finish Half-Life 2 again. Finally beat Episode 1, which I did, and then beat Episode 2.
Minutes before we started recording.
Yeah, you told me I needed to finish it before we started recording, so I did that. And,
because I want to talk.
Yeah.
There's so much cool stuff
there's
to talk
conspiracies
about in this game.
Okay, stuff.
So okay, I'm going to rock your world. You ready?
Wait a second. First off, spoilers. Wait, what do you mean you're going to rock my world?
Listen to the theories that are flying around that have been for months now that I can finally talk to you about. So, yes, these are massive spoilers. So, as I already said, Eli dies at the hands of one of the advisors.
Yes.
Now, you'll notice that the one advisor has him in its grips, but just waits until the second advisor comes, and then it takes Eli. Now, you'll remember at the end of Half-Life 2, when Breen was talking to the Combine Overlord, mm-hmm. and he was talking about, like, I can't even survive it, I don't have a host body yet, oh, fine, whatever. There are people who think that second advisor who came is Breen.
Uh-oh.
And he was getting his kind of revenge on Eli. That's why it was waiting for him, because they knew that Breen wanted it. So that was, in fact, Breen, who now literally sucked the knowledge out of Eli.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
A snap.
How cool is that?
If it's, you know, true. But I guess it could be. Oh, man. That makes sense. Are there any other crazy theories?
Well, I already talked to you about everything with the Borealis, the Aperture Science ship. They said, like, how the ship, the crew, and part of the dock all mysteriously vanished. What people think is that the Borealis is a sort of massive portal generator, and that the whole thing got caught in its own portal, which people think is how they'll introduce a portal gun into Episode 3. You'll find
one
on
the
Borealis.
Oh, man, that'd be so great. I mean, that would make Episode 3.
That would be weird. If you think about it, if you do get a portal gun in Episode 3, which I almost think is an inevitability at this point, that means it'll be the first time you could see Gordon in
yeah.
the games.
Yeah, they'll have to do that. Well, wait, couldn't in Half-Life 4?
There was never any mirrors or anything.
Well,
they had the character model for Deathmatch online.
Right.
But well, yeah.
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would be disappointed there's not a portal gun in Episode 3 at this point.
And there was one thing that was going around, too. I noticed you were looking at the picture of Eli and his wife and Alex as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought that Eli's wife was Chell from Portal.
Oh, yeah?
And when somebody brought that up to Gabe Newell, he said, really? That would have been kind of cool. So they didn't even think of it.
Yeah, that would have been a neat idea.
So
maybe he's just...
Maybe he's just trying to throw us off.
Yeah, maybe.
So...
Those are the conspiracy
theories?
Yeah,
that's all the fun stuff.
I love the whole, like, Aperture Science was, like, the second-rate kind of competitor with Black Mesa
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Where do you think Portal takes place?
Well, it's the Aperture Science lab, or wherever that is.
No, when?
Oh, when?
I probably said where.
Well, so. I mean, I think it's implicated by the ending where you wake up that it's at least after the seven-hour war.
Yeah.
So, probably concurrent to Episode 2, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I can't wait to see where the portal stuff goes and mm-hmm. connects to things.
Yeah.
Too bad. I mean, we don't even have, like, an announcement for Episode 3.
No. Oh, well, we have an announcement.
I want to see.
Don't know anything
about it. It's driving me crazy. Episode 1 had a name for a while.
Oh, yeah. We were going to look this up.
I want to find out. What was Episode 1's freaking name? Oh, come on.
They're not going to tell us. Sorry.
Come on, Wikipedia.
Yeah. Oh, it had a subtitle.
Development.
Oh, they got to say in here somewhere.
Aftermath.
That's it.
Half-Life 2 Aftermath. That's right.
Ha!
Okay.
I wonder what they would have called, too.
After the Aftermath? Still Aftermath after all these years? You told me that wasn't funny anymore at one point.
Yeah,
and you still laugh.
It's regrowing on me now. I don't know.
All right. What?
Well, I played some Res HD myself. Finally,
I beat Res HD.
Yeah, I just got through the first two areas, but I got my.
When did you play Res HD?
Yesterday, you were asleep, I think.
Okay.
But I got myself evolved all the way to the highest level, which I'd never been able to do before.
Ooh, whoop de doo! I did that. Were you just like the kind of orby thing?
Yeah. That was cool. I also played Poker Smash.
Oh, is that fun?
It's awesome. Have you tried it yet?
No.
Have you ever played Planet Puzzle League?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like that, except instead of matching colors, you're making poker hands.
I played Pokemon Puzzle League, which is the same thing.
So you're either getting three or four of a kind or five of a kind, flushes, straights, or straight flushes. And it's a ton of fun. It's really, really cool.
A whole ton of fun.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
So, like, you know, check it out. It's a free trial. What else do you play?
Me? I don't know. I was really playing a lot of Half-Life.
Yeah.
I didn't play any downloadable games or anything, really. No, I think it was mostly just Half-Life with me.
I did play the demo for Dawn of War Soulstorm.
What's that?
The new Dawn of War expansion pack. I think it now brings the total number of races in the game to 12. I really can't imagine how you balance something like that.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous. People play Dawn of War that much?
Oh, yeah. It's a good game. I think I just kind of like, whatever. This has been around for like 4 years now. Do something else. And well, I mean, they did, and they made Company of Heroes, and that game's incredible.
Right.
I also played some more Warcraft this week, some more Advanced Wars, all that basic stuff.
I mean, if I played anything else besides Half-Life 2, it wasn't very exciting or worth mentioning right now. All right. Well, why don't we move on?
Okay.
Why don't we talk about the downloadable game releases?
All right. Well, Nintendo continues their trend of only 2 games a week instead of 3.
People are so upset about that.
That's a bummer.
Why? It's two. Whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, it's not like it was always 3 good games or anything.
Well, true. So, first up was Operation Wolf. Remember this game?
No.
It was one of those. It's an arcade port, I think, or at least based.
Was the cover probably like a helicopter and like some guy?
And a wolf, and I don't know. It's, you know, you move the cursor on the screen, you shoot the guys as the thing keeps crawling to the left or to the right. And I think it also supported the Wii Zapper at the time.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Group of desperate terrorists.
Oh, man, these guys are. They're wily.
Keeping hostages in their jungle fortress. Not enough games take place in the jungle anymore.
Far Cry? Crisis?
That's two. I said not enough. Back then, like half the games did.
No, true.
I wish they did. Then we got Columns 3, Revenge of Columns.
Well, those columns are out for blood. It is 5 players.
That doesn't even make sense. Is it 5 players still? Could you play this game 5 players on your Wii?
Yeah. 4 classic controllers and a GameCube controller.
Really?
Or 4 GameCubes and a classic.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see 5 people play Columns again.
Because, you know, back in the day, it was plugging a multi-tap and you still had the other port
free.
Yeah,
I guess so.
So, yeah, it supports that.
Well, it's Columns. Yep. All right.
Xbox Live Arcade had the aforementioned Poker Smash. PSN got Go Sports Skydiving.
Never heard of that.
And the PS1 game Crash Bandicoot Warped.
No, wait, which Crash Bandicoot is that?
I think 3.
Okay. Those first 3 or 4 Crash Bandicoot
games.
The ones
made by Naughty Dog.
Those are good.
Game Tap. A game called 1914 Shells of Fury. It's a U-boat simulator. Something called Bangkal. I don't know what it means or what it is. It means moving tigers. I don't know what the game itself is. And Fastlane Pinball.
This is pinball.
Yep.
Pinball.
So,
it's a good pinball?
Apparently.
This is the best pinball ever.
Why not? Did you close the GameStop or did I do it? Where'd it go?
I don't know. Just hurry up and get it back.
Okay.
You're looking at the Valve store.
Yeah, it said something about Aperture Science mugs being back in stock.
You want an Aperture Science mug?
I don't know. Yeah. Just want to see what it looked like. Okay. Weekly game releases. Would you like to?
Well, yeah. Well, February 12th, this is probably the biggest release. It's Lost Odyssey for the 360.
I'm curious to see how this will review.
And too bad it's not going to be a demo or anything. I'd like to try it.
And there might be. Blue Dragon saw a demo.
Yeah, but wasn't it a good deal before it came out?
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
I understand it. It's very much the classic slow to start, 2 hours of exposition before your first battle JRPG. Which you seem to like, apparently.
I don't like that part of them.
Right.
When they pick up, it's fun. I don't see. It seems like a pretty bad design flaw of these games, still.
Yeah. 4 discs.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Conflict Denied Ops for PC, 360, and PS3, February 12th.
I was going to try this demo on the PC, and it wouldn't run on my computer.
Yeah. Purchase denied.
Yes.
What the heck? What is it?
Some kind of shooter, I assume.
Okay. Penumbra, Black Plague for the PC, February 12th.
This started as a free indie game, and the guy developed it further to be a retail release. It's a survival horror first-person game that is very much based with real-life physics, like to the point where you, like, your cursor's your hand. If like something's attacking you and there's like a pipe lying on the ground, you have to move your cursor, pick up the pipe, and then swing it at the thing.
Does it work?
Kind of. It was a little clumsy, so I don't know if he cleaned it up for this, but the atmosphere in the game was incredible. So if he cleaned it up enough for this retail release, it could be a really cool game worth checking out.
Jumper, 360, Wii, and PS2, February 12th, based off the movie.
This looks like an Xbox One game.
Well, Jumper. Yeah. Professor Layton and the Curious Village, DS, February 10th. Some people are excited for this game.
Yeah, this just popped up my radar, and it has a very cool-looking art style, and it's kind of an adventure game. Where you do a lot of like mini game puzzles to get like through locked doors and things like that. Sounds neat.
Dungeon Explorer, Warrior of the Ancient Arts, PSP and DS,
February 12th. What's this?
I have no clue. It's a role-playing game of sorts, I guess.
Dungeon Crawler, I imagine.
Yeah.
Dark Messiah of Might and Magic Elements, Xbox 360, February 12th. You know
what?
This
game was disappointing to me.
I had big hopes for this game.
I did too, and it just evolved into the kick guys off of Ledges game.
Well, maybe this one's better.
It's the same thing.
The demo was cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like physics. Oh, too bad. I really had hopes for that game. Space Force Captains, February 12th for the PC.
Some kind of strategy game.
Yeah, some kind of strategy game. Sam & Max, episode 203, Night of the Raving Dead. So this is the
I haven't been playing out season 2 at all. I gotta get on that.
This is the third episode, season 2. Carrier Strike Force, February 10th. Haven't we talked about this like week after week for
a
while now?
Yeah, who knows when that's coming out.
Okay. 13th Century, Death or Glory, PC, February 12th. What the heck is this?
Some sort of
strategy game with the Middle Ages. Whatever. Wipeout Pulse for PSP, February 12th. You said you were excited, and I didn't believe you.
I was, and I don't know. I think I was just charmed by it for a moment. Although, you know what's cool? It does let you do custom soundtracks on the PSP. So, yeah.
Now, this will be awesome. Innocent Life, a futuristic Harvest Moon, special edition.
Oh, is this the Harvest Moon space?
February 12th. Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, man, I want to try this game.
Yeah.
I always liked Harvest Moon. I didn't even know this was coming out. RPG Maker.
That's VX. I don't think that's actually a Roman numeral.
What the hell is a VX?
That's nothing.
Is it a typo?
Possible.
I mean, I looked at it like, five? I mean. What the hell is VX?
Maybe it's a joke. I don't know.
I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of these. Wait. That doesn't make any sense. What? Okay. The latest iteration of the RPG Maker.
Yep.
I'd like to try that. Yeah. Man, I'd love to make a kick-ass RPG.
Mm-hmm. It'll take a while.
When does this come out? Is this February? I'm going to look into February RPG Maker VX. And I'm going to make the most kick-ass RPG anybody has ever played.
You should make the Exploding Barrel Podcast RPG.
No, that is gay.
Okay, you should make the Last Rites RPG.
That's better.
Thank you.
But I'm going to make an RPG that's going to kick everyone's asses so hard they're never going to sit down again.
Oh, no.
Coming up for the PC, My Horsey and Me. February 12th.
Just horse.
No, I'd like it better with My Horsey and Me. you and your horse will have a lot of fun in this game. Oh, Jesus. The 10 dogs, what have you done?
Yeah, seriously. Hey, that's your boy Miyamoto. I don't want to hear it.
No, the 10 dogs was good. All right, let's do 4-on-1. 4-on-1. We didn't really talk. We didn't know the details about Mario Kart Wii too well, but Nintendo Files by Theo Fraser does, so check out his column.
No playable Mii characters. I missed that.
Oh, interesting.
That's awesome.
James McGee, he does the third installment of his Top Game Heroes. And he talks about Samus this week.
Oh, cool.
Some people are giving him some flack because I think so far as three people have been Nintendo
characters.
Did
you see in Brawl, you could switch back and forth between Zero Suit Samus and Samus by just hitting the up-down taunts?
I saw that
forth.
You can go from Samus to Zero Suit Samus. Can you go the other way?
I would assume.
Well, maybe. Okay, but
this is Derek Robbins with the top 10.
The 10th hour. Top 10 video game songs. Emerald Hill Zone, Sonic 2.
Oh, yes.
I like that. I like Angel... Hill, not Angel Hill, Angel Island.
The one that's in Brawl.
Yeah, well, this one's in Brawl too, but original. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's good. Ares theme. Yeah, that's a good one. Not my favorite Final Fantasy song. Sweet Sweet Galaxy. I want to tell you right now that I wanted to get you the Super Mario Galaxy for soundtrack for your birthday, but it's sold out everywhere.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, but I was really.
But that song is awesome.
Oh my god, this is like the best pick of his top 10 list ever.
Oh wow,
Elite Beat H. Agents cover of Jumping Jack Flash.
100% agreed.
Wait, what's this? Click here to listen to this song.
Oh, God bless. Well, it's just a YouTube link, but God bless you, Derek.
I'm opening this right now.
Okay.
I'm pausing it. Oh, so good. So good. If you guys got to play Elite Beat Agents.
Elite Agents is great.
Number 6, Still Alive.
Still Alive. That's got to be on the list.
Rival appears from Pokemon Red Blue. Right, right. Yeah. Hyrule Field, Ocarina of Time. I don't like the Ocarina of Time.
I prefer the straight up Zelda theme.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Live and Learn, Song of Vengeance. This is a good song.
I like that song.
I bet a lot of people give him crap for this, but I like Live and Learn.
Yeah.
Maybe not number 3. Or two, Lonely Rolling Star. I didn't play much of Katamari. Number one, Snake Eater from Elder Scrolls 3. That's a cool choice. Yeah. But not my, that wouldn't be my number one, but, you know, that's like the James Bond type song.
Yeah.
By the way, you have to freaking play.
Oh, I got a PS2 now as soon as I get a working video cable for it. So.
There's some other good choices. Eyes on Me, which is the lyrical song from Final Fantasy VIII. These are honorable mentions. Like I said, I like the Final Fantasy IX vocal song. Melodies of Life a lot.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Theme of Love from Mother 3. Never heard of.
Yeah. Oh, the opera.
Opera from parts 1 and 2. Super Mario Brothers Overworld theme.
Yeah.
Theme of Lara from Silent Hill 2. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Excellent.
I always like looking at his top 10 list.
Yeah, they're fun.
They are good fun. Job, there's the Full Circle Up by me.
Hey.
And talk about the 360 news, like the Duke Nukem stuff and whatnot. Looking Back by Chris Evans. He's looking at Red Alert 2.
That's a game I completely missed.
Yeah, I kind of missed it too.
I was more of a Warcraft guy, I guess.
Yeah, same goes with me. We have latest Factor Fiction as Jordan Williams and Armando Rodriguez talking about Super Smash Bros. Brawl roster, possible re-release of Marvel's Capcom 2, like we've been talking about, Tony Hawk's Demise. Did you hear that Skate outsold Tony Hawk?
2-1.
I don't believe that almost.
Well, Skate? Tony Hawk hasn't really. I mean, for all their talk of how different everyone's going to be, they're all the same damn game.
Oh, yeah, but I thought like it was like a Madden thing where, you know, but it still sold really well. Guess not.
Maybe this could be like what happens if like someone does get the NFL license back and another football game does come out. That's good.
I just didn't know people were like cared about Skate, but I guess.
Yeah.
I guess there was an audience for it. All right, that's the shoe.
Yep.
The shoe. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening, Tony and Michael. Bet they'll get a kick out of that.
Oh, no, we mentioned you by name.
Oh, God. I just want to throw that in there. Did you actually throw in his call to you on the end of the last podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay.
It's down in my classroom.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be back next week. You can visit us on our blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can also find us on fullinonemania.com/games and on the iTunes Music Store.
Yeah. Have a good week.
That's right. Goodbye.